It's here and now. San Diego is a tourist destination, a tech and healthcare hub, and a military town. From the Marine base at Camp Pendleton to the north, to the Navy facilities in the city, there are about 80,000 active duty military personnel in San Diego County. The city's connection to the Navy dates back to 1908, when President Teddy Roosevelt's great white fleet of Navy ships dropped anchor off the coast here. Back then, the harbor was too shallow to accommodate those large ships. Today, San Diego is the largest U.S. naval base in the Pacific. During our visit this week, Here and Now's Alex Ashlock looked at the relationship between the military and the community.
On a recent morning, the U.S. Navy's past and present came together on the waters of San Diego Harbor. From the flight deck of the USS Midway, the old aircraft carrier that's now one of the world's most visited ship museums, you could see another, more modern aircraft carrier.
What carrier is that?
The Ronald Reagan.
Larry Blumberg is a retired naval officer. He's now the executive director of the San Diego Military Advisory Council. That's a group that works on communication and cooperation between San Diego and the military. The Ronald Reagan, he said, was getting ready for deployment. But that was only part of the activity that day surrounding the busy harbor.
Well, you see North Island Naval Air Station, Naval Base Coronado, right across the bay. To the south is Naval Base San Diego, which is the home port of all the surface ships. And further out down towards Point Loma is the Naval Base Point Loma, which is the home of the submarine that are here.
So the military is very much a part of San Diego's landscape, or more accurately, its waterscape. But it also plays a huge role in the economy here.
When you take in the multiplier effect, there's nearly $40 billion every year. That's a pretty big number. The Department of Defense spending here, direct spending, is over $25 billion. And that includes salaries, contracts to support the military, retired benefits, retired pay, those kinds of things. So, big operation.
That big operation includes more than 300,000 jobs related to Department of Defense spending in the San Diego area. That adds up to almost a quarter of the jobs in the region.
Midway was a prime location for a showdown between the massive Imperial Japanese Navy and the U.S. Navy, weakened by early war losses.
What happens on a daily basis in San Diego is the main aspect of the military story here, but history also plays an important role. The Midway is named after a decisive naval victory the U.S. scored over the Japanese fleet near the tiny atoll of Midway in the Pacific. The 1942 battle took place only 6 months after the devastating Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in the Hawaiian Islands. Rudy Shappi is a retired naval officer who now heads special projects on the Midway. He says the aircraft carrier, in its nearly 50 years at sea, lived up to the legacy of the battle it's named after.
Things just didn't break. I mean, the crew, that's what the whole Midway magic thing is about, is that the crew just perform these startling feats of production and accident-free days and all this sort of thing, and other ships couldn't keep up with it.
The Midway went to sea in 1945, and for several years it was the largest ship in the world. It really was a city at sea, with close to 4,000 Navy personnel on board. And the Midway played a major role in the Vietnam War, launching pilots on some of the first U.S. airstrikes during that conflict.
If you go down to our chapel, you'll see a wall of honor of all the men that died while they were aboard the ship. And we lost pilots and we lost crew during Vietnam. I mean, we were at war, and so planes didn't come home, and you lost people.
The Midway's final conflict was Operation Desert Storm, the U.S.-led war against Iraq in 1991. But Rudy Shappi says fighting wasn't the carrier's only mission.
We fed a lot of orphans in Europe in 1946, 47, 250. We built a lot of orphanages. We evacuated the people from Saigon when that fell, and we evacuated the people from the Philippines when Mount Pinatubo exploded.
After Operation Desert Storm, the Midway returned to port in San Diego, where it was decommissioned, and that was the beginning of the carrier's second life as a museum. Today, more than 1 million people a year climb on board. And while it used to be a city at sea, It's now a classroom on the water. Rudy Chappie says more than 60,000 students visit the carrier every year.
Where we'll do some hurricane tracking. We'll talk about a little bit about hurricanes.
We're set curriculum for many of the schools that they, especially in the elementary area, that teachers have us as part of their curriculum every year.
This week, hundreds of kids heard the wisdom of retired sailors like Rudy Chappie aboard the old USS Midway. But active duty ships based in San Diego were also busy. A helicopter from the aircraft carrier Carl Vinson rescued a 70-year-old man who got in trouble in the water on a solo sail to Hawaii. And the destroyer Sampson arrived in port here after a 7-month deployment that included responding to the crash of Air Asia Flight 8501 in the Java Sea. This past Monday, those sailors were part of a tradition as old as the Navy is. Their families hugged them as they came home. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock in San Diego.